All right. You work hard every day, boy, especially this year. Everybody's working hard right now. Those of you that need a truck, you need a truck that works as hard as you do. You need a new Ford F-150. It's America's number one selling truck. Listen to this. For the last 43 years, the number one truck in America. Get a four-door F-150 Super Crew now for only $34,900. Now get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 trade assist cash on new Ford F-150s, Explorers, and Escapes. The fruits of your labor are about to pay off with the Sanderson Ford Labor Day sales event. Get a $500 Home Depot gift card with the purchase or lease of any new Ford from America's number one Ford dealership in both sales and customer service. America's number one Ford dealership, located right here in Glendale, Arizona. It's Sanderson Ford.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Just hit one when you hear the message. You can and you can bypass the the auto attendant, and that'll put you straight into the studio. We're gonna see if we can help. Let's see, Karen. Welcome to the broadcast. How may we help you, Karen?
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh yeah. Hi. Bear with me. It's my first time on the phone with you. No, I live in a manufactured home, and I wanted to know if you can add insulation to these homes.
What vintage home is it, Karen?
It's a Cavco 2007.
Okay.
1,100 square. It looks like a little ranch house.
And what are you trying to accomplish?
Well, to see if I can keep it cooler without raising my electric bill, basically.
Well, I'll tell you.
Summers are going to put you like this.
Yeah.
I wanted to see if I could add more insulation.
Have you got all?
It has a concrete foundation.
Okay. Okay. Have you got all your windows shaded?
Yeah, I put solar screening on them throughout the summer.
Okay. Very good. A 2007 Cavco is probably insulated pretty well. I don't know if adding more insulation would be the place I would start researching saving on my summer cooling bill.
And sunscreens are great, and where you can really benefit on manufactured homes is outsolation, because they are manufactured with all the insulation in them. Adding more, there isn't really place to add more. Now, a lot of times the window packages can be upgraded, and that can be a big benefit on a manufactured home.
On any home. Windows and doors are your weakest link on any home.
They are. And if it's a home that doesn't have any kind of porch overhang and it's just a sunscreen on that window, that will help. But getting an awning or a porch
shade tree
put above it, some kind of shade, outsolation is really where you stand to gain energy efficiency on a manufactured home, aside from, you know, furring up the walls and adding more insulation on the inside, which isn't something you're going to want to give up the interior space for. So look on how to shade and protect the outside. One of the things we're looking at doing to a Cavco, it's a few years older than yours, is a thermal cork outsolation. It sprays on like you've seen, if you've ever seen guys do drywall, or orange peel drywall with a hopper and a sprayer. This thermal cork, you spray it to the outside of the building, and the cork never goes above 86 degrees, and it never drops below freezing. So it keeps the walls of the home, and you can put it on top of the roof as well, from ever reaching above 86 degrees, and we'll be excited to see what that does for the outsolation.
You're going to be Arizona homeowner's beta tester.
And it's you mix your coloring into it, so it doesn't look like brown cork. You add whatever color you want to it, and that's both your paint and your outsolation at the same time.
There you go.
There's a couple things for you to look at and consider.
It's a bigger question, Miss Karen, probably adding insulation isn't where I would start. And we'll get in touch. We'll visit about where you are, what your bills are currently, and what you can hope to accomplish.
And you have a 52 area code. The Intelligent Design in Tucson does energy audits, and they can tell you which area we can increase the most. But they're also the ones that licensed the
That's their
insulation. So
that's a great
point. They're the ones that apply it as well. So
Intelligent Design. All right. At Rosie on the House, we've got a newsletter that goes out to subscribers only. If you'd like to subscribe, you can just jump onto our website, rosieonthehouse.com, and give us your email address, and we'll start getting you the weekly newsletter out. And in that weekly newsletter, it includes a tip of the week. And this particular tip of the week is, what's the best way to clean and seal grout? And I will confess to you, folks, I've only ever done this once myself on my hands and knees with a toothbrush and gloves on. And ever since then, I've been calling my buddy Josh at Clearco. I only need to do it once myself to realize this isn't a job I enjoy doing. Josh, thanks for joining us here this morning, my friend.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, when we're talking about cleaning grout, of course, you've got the grout like at my house in between the Sautéa tile that's cement grout that's, you know, 5/8 of an inch thick and does nothing but attract dirt and grease and soap all year long. And then you've got the little bitty grout in the shower. How do you attack the problem when you're there trying to do a job for a client?
Well, it depends, of course, on what kind of grout you have, like you said, and also what kind of tile. You've got ceramic, you got porcelain, and then you have Sautéa, you have natural. So we do a lot of ceramic and porcelain tile cleaning. Usually with that, you're going to have like a 1/8 or a 1/4 inch grout, not as thick as your Sautéa, but we see that as well. And as far as cleaning goes, what we do is we're going to use a heavy duty cleaner on that grout. It's going to be a high pH, which is an alkaline. And that's going to do a lot of the work for us. But then, of course, you have to do the hands and knees work.
Yeah.
There has to be a good grout cleaning is going to require some agitation. You're going to need a brush. Some people say use a toothbrush. That's not what we're going to do. we're going to use a special brush that's on the end of a pole. It's got heavy duty nylon bristles on it, and we're going to use that to really work in that grout cleaning solution.
And Josh, you mentioned that you use a high strength cleaner. Can I stay in the house, or do I have to vacate the house while you're using this high powered detergent cleaner?
Yeah, you could stay in the house. We've never really had anybody. I mean, I don't think we've ever had anybody even complain about it.
Okay.
It doesn't have like a real strong scent, and it actually only goes down when we put it down. We want it to dwell for about 5-10 minutes ideally while we work it in. And then the next part, we're going to come in with a high pressure. It's 1,000 PSI rotary. It's basically a pressure washer we're going to use inside on your tile floor. You don't see the pressure washer part of it because it's all enclosed inside of a round kind of vacuum shaped little machine. But inside of that, it has two pressure washer nozzles that spin at a high rate, and that's going to extract that solution back out. And also uses at that point, it's not just water. We're using a low pH rinse agent that's neutralizing the tile and the grout back to you want to leave it in a neutral state. So
it actually gets your grout and your tile cleaner than it was the day it was installed. But folks, you hear Josh talking about a specialized pressure washer on cleaning floor grout. That is not anything you homeowners ever want to try and do yourself. Never, ever take a power washer to your tile or your grout. That's for trained hands only, right?
Yep.
So
that doesn't mean you can't do it yourself. You can do the hands and knees work like you mentioned at first, but this is how we do it. So.
That's right. So once we get this clean, now you have to decide what's the right sealer depending on the type of grout and the tile product itself.
That's right. There's more than one kind of sealer. Actually, in a lot of cases, sealing may or may not be necessary.
Okay.
Sealing, you want your grout to be sealed. That's better. You know, your grout is porous. It's going to collect dirt and oily stuff. It's going to stick down into it and make your whole floor look permanently dirty. You can't mop it. In fact, when you mop, you clean your floor, it turns out real good and nice and everything. But actually, every time you mop it, it's coming in kind of an accumulative effect where it gathers dirt and debris and oily stuff, gathers into the grout and doesn't come back out again. So when you seal it, you're preventing that stuff from getting stuck down into the grout and collecting and or sticking to that grout.
And Josh, once y'all have sealed the grout, how long do I need to stay off the floor?
Usually a couple hours.
Okay.
Maybe 3 hours.
All right.
But when you clean the grout, though, when you clean the tile and grout, it doesn't necessarily mean you also have to seal the grout.
Okay.
That's going to be at an additional expense. So you don't want to seal it if you don't have to. So when your tile floor is brand new, you want it sealed at that point. And depending on the sealer, I mean, you can look on any tile sealer, and it'll tell you how long that sealer should last. So if it says on there it's going to last 10 years, why reseal your floor in 2 years at an extra cost? And also, when you seal, there's two different ways you can clean tile as far as a professional. A professional is going to strip your sealer out before they do a sealing. So that's different than just the cleaning.
Yeah.
So it's also something you want to plan ahead. So if we really are sealing, if we're like, the sealer is breaking down when the grout gets wet, it's soaking it in. You can see it turn, you know, a dark color because that water just soaks right into that grout. Well, your sealer is broken down. It's not working anymore. Now it's time to strip that sealer out and to clean the grout, strip out the seal, and reseal. So, but if it's not that time, if your seal is fine, but you want your tile clean because it's kind of getting it's turning brown, your grout's kind of, I mean, your grout does get dirty even if it's sealed, right? It's
showing traffic lanes and all of that stuff.
But you don't want to pay to reseal your tile grout or your grout if it's not time yet.
Well, that's...
So you can just clean it. We'll clean your grout without having to seal it yet. If it's, you know, so it's like any other project. You don't want to repaint your house if you painted it a year ago. You can, you know, you
absolutely.
Can,
well, that's a great
wash the outside of your house.
That's a great trip. Now, Josh, for somebody that might want to reach out to you, what number would you have them call?
480-488-2888.
One more time.
It's 480-488-2888.
Very good. That's Josh Lawler from Clearco Window and Carpet and Tile Cleaning, Rosie Certified for the Phoenix metro area. There isn't anybody that'll get you a cleaner window than Josh at Clearco. It's unbelievable.